This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
SmokeSlam 2025 coming downtown Memphis, May 15th through the 17th, Tom Lee Park right there on the river. And it's not just a barbecue competition. It is something for the entire family. Take the whole family downtown. Be a great time. You got the Ferris wheel, fireworks, the live fire experience with the pit masters. You got so many food samples, endless, and the cooking demonstrations. You're going to have a blast at SmokeSlam this year.
A barbecue here for everyone, not just a competition where the rich and the famous eat, or if you're on a team, you eat. Everyone eats the fine barbecue down at SmokeSlam. And you're going to have great music as well, great lineups. Shane Smith and the Saints, the Revivalists, Country Music Giants, Big and Rich. I know about them. Waylon Wyatt, Mark Edgar Stewart, Southern Avenue, the MDs. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a family time. Got the big old Ferris wheel. I know Chris will love that. Three-day passes and single-day tickets are available right now, and so are VIP experiences. You can get it all at SmokeSlam.com. Just head on over to the website, SmokeSlam.com. Get your tickets ahead of time. It's May 15th through 17th, down the river, Tom Lee Park, 2025. SmokeSlam.
All right, we'll do Faye Brad momentarily. Guys, hotter than fish grease right now. What can you do? But we did have some NBA action last night beyond the Grizzlies and that historic comeback by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, how Brad do on him? He got
2-1.
2-1.
Another 2-1 day for Brad.
What did he have on Knicks?
He had Knicks.
Pistons. He had Knicks.
He had Knicks. Mm-hmm. Yep. He had Knicks. He had Thunder, and then he had the Clippers.
What are you just saying? Betting savant now?
No.
Crazy. Oh, okay.
Well, you know,
it'll come back to the mean.
Sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then.
Amen, brother.
You know, but
what was going on at the end of that Pistons?
Yeah, so it was a great game. I was actually watching it because, as you guys know, I was on the Knicks minus one, and so I was locked into that game. I mean, the Knicks would get it out to like 7, 8, 9, 10, and the Pistons would just fight back.
They
every
don't
time.
Know any better.
Yeah, they're just so scrappy, man. It was like, dude, I tell you this, Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
Real one.
Yeah, he is.
Dude.
Dude is so smooth.
And
bro,
what I respect is he didn't know in game one. Boy, did he respond in game two. Like, you don't know what playoff level is.
Man, Cade Cunningham. Cade Cunningham is so good, bro.
Yep.
Like, and he's smooth. He's
Luka liking that you're not going to speed him up. He's going to keep it at his pace.
It's Luka, it's SGA, it's like the same type of dude. Like, that's, I think he's in that category, honestly, dude. And I know he doesn't have the plaudits yet, but he's only 23 years old.
Yeah, he's
only 23, man. And now he's got an actual team around him. You know, he's averaging 20. I mean, that dude is going to be a 10-time All-Star.
Yeah, I like him.
And so congrats to the Pistons for having him. And he seems durable, too.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be good for
the most part, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he missed that 22-23
year. There was that one year.
Yeah. But other than that, he played 64, 62, 70 games.
Okay.
I mean, pretty good. Pretty good. Not terrible. But what ended up happening was the Knicks were up 2 with Jalen Brunson at the free throw line with 0.5 left. And Rick Brunson told Jalen Brunson to miss that second free throw just so you could run the clock out, right? Even a rebound and a launch, you're not going to get that off in 0.5.
Right.
So he misses it on purpose, and before anybody touches the ball, the horn goes off. Time expires, horn goes off. Well, that's not supposed to happen until somebody actually touches the ball. So they had to go to the monitor, and timekeepers are neutral in the playoffs. It was not a Detroit person.
Gotcha.
It was a neutral, you know, a neutral person.
They come from other cities or something.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Because
yeah.
I think I recall our timekeepers going out to Golden State or something. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like Ganazzo in them.
Yes.
One year.
So they had to go to the monitor, and somehow, even though the Pistons got the rebound, and some semblance of time would have to come off the clock because you touched the ball, right? Mm-hmm. They end up taking no time off the clock, and they give the Pistons the sideline out of bounds with 0.5 left.
Wow, so it screws the whole strategy.
Well, I mean, if you're the Knicks, I mean, you're like, yo, how does no time come off
the
clock?
Some time would have come off. You're not getting the timeout right when your finger touches the
ball. I mean, yeah, like, honestly, 2/10 of a second would have to come off.
I would think, at least.
But it did not. And, it didn't end up mattering because the Pistons just ended up turning it over. But you could have seen a world where they flick it in, 5/10 is enough.
Yeah.
You only need 3/10.
Three. Trent Tucker, I believe.
And then didn't Derek Fisher have one too?
Might have. Maybe it was Fish. I thought it was Trent Tucker rule. It was Bulls. He did it for the Knicks.
Well, everything ain't about the Bulls.
Bro, a lot of it is. We won 6. We were running things.
Derek Fisher was 0.4.
That's on that 0.4, but Derek Fisher came after Trent Tucker rule, man. Trent Tucker is what made it 0.3 because I want to tell you in that playoff game there was like 0.2. And we decided there's no way you can get the shot off.
And by the way, the game that
I will find Trent Tucker rule on you.
The final score of that game that Derek Fisher hit the shot 0.4 was 74-73 in a playoff game.
Yeah, he just hit the shot. That's what you remember. But the only reason he was able to do it is because this is after we determined that you have to have 0.3 left.
I mean, isn't it insane that a playoff game was 74-73 final? Like that is so great.
Low.
And that was only, you know, what, 20 years ago?
Man,
I mean, the game has just changed so much, bro. It has really, really changed.
I'm trying to find out how much time Tucker had and why the rule was put the way it was.
Yeah.
No defense.
No, it was the Trent Tucker rule in basketball says that with less than 0.3 on the clock, a player cannot take
a
catch.
Right. My point is, in that game, did he have less? Did he get away with it?
The rule was named after Trent Tucker, a New York Knick who famously hit a game-winning 3 with 0.1 seconds.
One!
So they didn't start the clock on time. That's what it was?
Basically, but they allowed it.
Yeah.
That was, I want to tell you, that was a playoff game.
Yeah.
No, January 15th it says.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so hit the clock did not start until Tucker's shot was already midair.
I guess I only remember it because it was my Bulls and I was watching. I really thought that was a playoff game here or there, but that looks like it was a regular season game under Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Phil's first year.
Yeah.
How about that?
And nothing was the same ever again, was it?
Oh, no, we took off.
That was what you needed.
They cheated us.
Yeah.
You can't get off a shot in 0.1. That's what they call it.
Well, they didn't. They just started the clock late. And back then, I guess they didn't have the tech to go back and, you know, retroactively say, all right, here's when it would have started.
The only type of field goal which may be scored, the game clocks at that point, is tip-in or high lob.
Right.
At 0.2 or less.
Because didn't the Grizzlies have one like that?
I want to tell you there was.
Like Courtney Lee threw it to somebody?
It's gone down the annals of history. I don't remember all the details, but yes, there was one with an alley, won the game.
Oh, was it Ryan Hollins?
I don't know how much time was left, though.
I'm going to find this. Hold on. Who was it?
That should be easily found. Courtney Lee didn't have too many highlights. This was one of his. This went down in Grizz history, Grizz lore.
Oh, it was Courtney Lee. It was Courtney Lee.
That caught it.
0.3.
Did he catch it or throw it?
It was 0.3. Vince Carter threw the pass.
There you go. You pulled it out of there.
Yeah.
It was dusty.
Yeah.
But we got it.
I knew Courtney Lee was involved.
Right.
I mean, my goodness. I'm just looking at this defense from Sacramento. What in the hell were they doing? I mean, good grief.
Well, Vince threw a good pass, too, Ryan.
I mean, he threw a beautiful pass. Look how open Courtney Lee
was. Is he wide open?
Yeah.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Well, that's a good play call.
Yeah.
Yeah, because did you see the screen? The other guy went. I mean, that's
they
a good play.
Well, you know.
You're right. It's bad defense by Sacramento.
They didn't expect.
They completely lost him.
They didn't expect Courtney Lee to cut to the basket.
They didn't. And all Vince had to do was get it by the basket because that's he was exactly that right. wide open. You're right. Yeah, I'm seeing it again. I see what you're saying.
Ryan Hollins was defending the inbound. Mm. That's what it was. And there was nobody underneath. So, but anyway, Knicks win. They go up 2-1 in that series. Jalen Brunson was awesome in the late stages, as usual. He won the Clutch Player of the Year award. He was clutch last night.
Yep.
Jalen Duren had a nice night.
He continues to do what he's supposed to do. He's walking double-double.
He kind of had a highlight. Like, they kind of, like, did, like, a whole segment on his screens and his cutting and how effective he was. Yeah, he had 16 and 8 last night.
Oh, he'd look good here. But in Detroit ain't here now. They like him.
No, the issue for – I see the vision for the Pistons, bro. I see it because it's, like, it's Duren, it's Cunningham, you know, like those two, Thompson as a defender. You know, Ron Holland actually was okay last night.
Yeah, he was not the game four, if I recall.
But they got to get red. Like you can't be led by Tobias Harris and Tim Hardaway Jr. and expect to win games. Like,
oh, no, those are just supposed to be the vets that you – and Schroeder, yeah. the vets around that you've got around your big pieces.
Schroeder was fantastic.
Don't they have
– He had 18.
What does it look like when Jaden Ivey's in there?
He's hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right about
you see the pieces and it coming together.
No, you're right.
Is he not your third sort of young piece?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
It is unfortunate he's hurt, but it's more a credit, too, to the Pistons the season they've had. They're doing this without him.
The Pistons are close. They're close to, like, breaking through that top four, like, with Cade, another year Cade, Ivy, you know, Thompson continues to get better.
I like
Jalen Duren.
I like the core.
You know, they can make an aggressive move. And they could be right there. I
mean, and Ivy, if he's not, you know, he's somebody you can get off later. He's not necessarily a
right.
It's not like a big three that you have to, you know, stick with necessarily. But man, Cade is that dude.
Yes. So that was one of the games last night. And then you had the Clippers just absolutely undressing the Nuggets.
Well, I saw this coming from a mile away. Now the first two games were close in Denver, and Denver could be up 2-0.
Yeah.
But what we said was the Clippers were going to have too much going into the series, and that's what it looked like last night. Going back to LA,
they can't guard him.
Mm-mm.
They can't guard him.
They have preserved Kawhi, and they have done it brilliantly. You are getting best Kawhi at the time you need it.
Yep.
And he looks healthy.
Yeah.
He's giving you these kind of performances. It was 15 and 19 the other night.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Denver does not have enough in its current state.
I mean, Jokic is doing everything he could possibly do. Another triple-double for him. But
100%. That's the point. They don't have enough around him.
Pickett comes off 11 minutes, no points.
What did our boy Porter Jr. do last night?
7 points in 35 minutes.
See, that man will.
And they're going to shut him down. He's hurt.
It had to be because something's off. He'd show up one game and be gone for two.
Yeah, he said he was only
not do anything.
20%.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I didn't realize the degree of his injury.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to play through it, but he has to sit. He's not helping him. So, yeah, that's not really.
He just seems overpaid on the whole. But
yeah,
I'll back off. He ain't their problem.
This is probably at most a 6-game series.
Yeah, and it better be because OKC's going to be done with its series, and that's who they get.
And do you think the Clippers present?
Yes.
Okay, so you like them against Oklahoma City?
I thought I would still lean OKC, but my point is this is the kind of team that's going to the kind of test that the Grizzlies can't give OKC and maybe no one else in the West. Denver experience, sure, but too thin on that experience and who they've got. This is the team, the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
If Kawhi is healthy. James Harden's playing high level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Powell and Zubac now at the best we've ever seen him on both ends. And so, yes, they're going to test them in a way that the Grizzlies could not. And yes, Clippers could win series.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that's priced.
I've said they are the biggest threat
to
OKC, and we're going to see it second round.
Yeah, no, you're right. All right, we got three games today. Another three-game slate for Brad Carson. He's gone 2-1, 2-1 in these three-game slates.
You don't want to give him Saturday, too? And test him?
Oh, you really want? You know what?
I mean, we're going into the weekend, right?
The numbers are out.
Maybe if you overload him, we can get him back to a point where he's really, you know, blowing it.
The numbers are out for Saturday.
That's what I say. You're going to have tomorrow's numbers.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven games.
See, I'm going to load you up, and we'll see if you can stay as consistent.
Why don't we do Sunday with the Pistons and the Knicks? That's already out.
If you've got the line for it.
I do.
Perfect. Of course you do. You're Mr. Lines.
Oh, Brad.
Mr. Ashton Jimmy going Bears.
It's about to get really real for Brad.
He's going to. This is where it turns.
Yep.
We're going to overload him.
Yep.
Eight games for Fade Brad.
He's acting like he's ready for it.
Right.
At what is it? 11 and what's his record?
11-5.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Now that could all go to hell right here.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we need to load him up.
I like it.
He'll turn.
Let's Fade Brad. All right, 8-game extravaganza here on a Friday. Here we go. Starting with Boston taking on the Orlando Magic in Orlando. Boston leads 2-0. Boston, a 3.5-point favorite on the road.
6 o'clock ESPN tonight. Boston wins. They cover. Boston Celtics minus 3.5. They keep rolling.
All righty. Now, they do have some injury concerns. Jaylen Brown questionable.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Tatum out again. Most likely.
Yeah, that's precautionary.
But Brad says it doesn't matter who
did
plays for the
Celtics. Did you see Porzingis get his head, like, damaged?
Came back and played through it. I loved what he said about, I like to come back and hear the crowd cheering. He was honest about
it. NBA players do.
Yeah,
he's got blood on his head.
But he admitted it, though, bro. Most of them don't admit it.
Most of them try to act too
cool. Yeah, he was laughing as he said it, and he said it. He said it, and I loved it.
All these guys.
I mean, that was a big cut.
It was a gash, 5 stitches.
Yeah, it's nasty.
He came out with a
blood all over the hell.
Did you see Mazzulla's answer on it?
What did he say? I like to see him bleed.
I like it. Is that what he said?
Now,
like
dude,
that, right?
Is weird, and
that's
weird. But I'm starting to think it's genuine. He's just that dude. You pointed it out. I think
the Joker. He's the Joker.
Yep,
bro. He was like, yeah, I like him. He comes back and bleeds on the floor.
I like watching him.
And
bleed
he
on
comes
the floor.
Back in. I like watching him.
What
bleed
a
on the
weirdo.
Floor. He did. He scared me. John's right. Joker is who he is.
Yeah. Okay. You want to move the second one?
Yeah. Let's go to Pacers-Bucks in Milwaukee. Indiana up 2-0 in the series. Bucks minus 5.5 at home.
So I'm going with the Pacers and the plus 5.5. They are rolling. The Bucks look like a damn mess. So give me the Pacers plus 5.5.
Okay. Tonight, 8:30, Lakers on the road at Minnesota. Series tied at 1 apiece. Minnesota minus 3.5.
It's a 1-1 series. A little different here. Least confident on this one, but LeBron's going to come out to play tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. He's going to go over 23.5. Lakers plus 3.5.
Folks, you cannot quantify the edge right now that Brad has given you. LeBron is going to show up and play.
And he's just throwing out props and just feeling real confident.
All right, we are on to tomorrow.
Yep, starts at noon.
Cavs at Heat. Cleveland minus 6.5 on the road.
This is the roly-poly theory in effect. Cleveland keeps rolling. I was stunned at what the Heat have not put up the fight I thought they would put up. But
they covered. You had them. They covered.
Well, they're still losing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, you had them in game two. They fought for you. They only lost by 9.
They did.
You had 12.5.
What's the line on this game, John?
This is going to be a 6.5-point spread.
All right.
Will the Cleveland roll that well?
Will they well?
Now I'm not familiar with the roly poly theory.
It was the first time I've heard it, but
I just
see
the rolling.
Everybody knows the roly poly theory.
I've heard of the zigzag.
Sorry,
I've never heard
maybe
of the
wrong usage of the words.
Have you patented that? By
no,
it's when it's rolling.
Yeah, it's the roly poly. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
I'll go with Cleveland plus 6.5.
No, you're not getting plus. You're getting
minus. I'm minus 6.5.
You're laying.
Beg your pardon.
Brad, you try to sneak them in on you.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be a winner.
I'm going Cleveland.
All right, Cleveland minus 6.5 for Brad Carson on the road as part of the roly-poly insect theory.
We're watching it.
We'll see if there are any other theories that make their debut in this segment.
Sure.
Thunder in Memphis against the Grizzlies.
Oh, boy.
Thunder minus 14.
Now, this was the one where the Grizzlies covered last night.
Going for the sweep. They did cover, but it took a 29-point lead to barely cover.
What up? What's your number here?
14.5.
Yep. Thunder plus 14.5.
It's minus 14.5.
Minus 14.5. I got to get my words right.
Now, is there a number that you wouldn't bet the Thunder at?
No.
That's what he's like.
Thunder, whatever the points are.
Right up
all
my alley.
All of them.
24.5.
Doesn't matter. Oklahoma, whatever the number is.
Would you lay it if it was 24.5? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where is your last
number. What would be the threshold?
Would you lay it if it was 17.5?
Yeah. Anything under 20.
Anything. So 19.5 you lay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
all
think
right.
so.
All right. So Brad's
but you
got
don't have
Thunder.
To. You get more. You get less
this
than
is
that.
Also the roly-poly here.
Right. They keep rolling.
Denver Nuggets on the road at Clippers. LAC up 2-1. Minus 6.5. Clippers.
Clippers minus 6.5.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with Clippers. I mean, it's the same thing I said yesterday, and I stand by that, which is there's nothing stopping the Clippers. You guys just said it.
You looked smart yesterday.
Yep. And then two more. Rockets on the road at Warriors. Series tied 1-1. No update on Jimmy. Yeah. We should say that. No update. I think he's probably
going to be out.
He might be out. He might play. I have no idea.
I mean, that dude busted his ass.
But the Warriors are -2.5.
At home, give me the Warriors -2.5.
You don't care if Jimmy Butler plays or not.
I don't care if Jimmy Butler plays or not, busting his ass. If Steph Curry is on the floor, which he will be, and you're at home, and this is, I'm not that confident about it, but I'll take the Warriors -.
Well, you don't have to, Brad. I mean, you could take whoever you want.
I want the home team.
Right.
I want the Warriors.
All right. We're not forcing you to pick the Warriors.
I know.
He's overloading. Yes. We're going to get this thing.
This is a heavy amount of picks, y'all.
This is a big test.
I was prepped for 3, not 8, but we'll get there.
And that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna get some dubs
some
for the audience.
Traction, y'all.
One more,
and then
we got
last
more.
One on
yes,
Sunday.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Knicks, Pistons in Detroit. Pistons -2.5.
Knicks +2.5.
We have a real Knickerbocker on our hands here.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I love
the Knicks.
He stays on the Knicks. You're like a
Charles Oakley, Pat Ewing fan.
Yeah, I think that the Pistons are good. I think I agree with everything you said about Durin and the plucky Cade Cunningham and their terrific team. But Cat's got something to prove. Cat's going to play.
He played great last night.
So give me the Knicks and try to turn this thing in their direction and go back home.
All right, so we're going to do this for transparency purposes. Brad, if you are fading Brad,
let's go through it here.
You are going to take these following picks. Again, you're fading Brad's picks. You will take the Magic +3.5. You will take the Bucks -5.5. You will take the Timberwolves -3.5. You will take the Heat +6.5. You will take the Grizzlies +14.5. You will take the Nuggets +6.5. You will take the Rockets +2.5. And then you will take the Pistons -2.5.
All right.
That's a lot.
Get a little recap for the weekend.
And I'm looking forward to coming in here on Monday and saying that Brad finally slipped and fell.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Good move, loading him up.
If you go 6-2 in these 8, the segment's over.
Well, no, you just changed the tail.
That's right.
Oh, we're going
to
just
because then we have to take advantage of the hotness.
Now we have Rain Man on our hands.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no real.
You just ride the wave.
I don't know how he does it, right? But he's gone from a loser to a winner in one offseason.
That's gambling, though, isn't it? Like, we all have.
No. I think something is fundamentally. I think you're working.
I'm not reading anything, I promise you. Zero prep
I
on this.
I think Brad is working with a syndicate.
He wasn't even looking at Gamecast this time. This guy's got his picks already in.
He used to check the injury report. Now he doesn't even
check. He didn't even need to do it.
That's right. I know who you're.
I'm looking right at ESPN.
You're
I swear to God.
Turnoff. You and him have got.
Hell
together.
No. No, I'm looking at some matchup predictor. Some half-ass ESPN graphic.
11-4 is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fluke, y'all. This is for amusement.
We'll come back. Parthipadia going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Tigers, Doug McDaniel, the rest of this class, how it's shaping up. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Parthipadia covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. He joins us every Friday, and he joins us now. All right. I know we're gonna get to the Tigers, but you took a nap yesterday, right? You took a nap.
I did take a nap. Thanks for
– And I'm not trying to put you on blast.
No, you're good.
No, dude, look, I haven't taken a nap since 2019, all right?
Okay, all right.
Because I've got two kids. So this idea, you know, anybody napping is getting caught out. He gets caught out for his naps. He takes naps all the time. You know, he's just living life on the, you know, living the high life.
He admires what we have, Parth.
But when you took the nap,
uh-huh.
What was the Grizzly score?
They were up, I want to say, at least 15 to 18 points, that range.
Right. You were so confident in their ability to close out that you dozed off.
I checked the score. I didn't watch the game. I checked the score. I was working on something else. And I look at the score, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll check back in. I'll follow, you know, Drew Hill's tweets or whatever. Take the nap. I wake up, and then I'm looking at Drew's Twitter, and the first tweet I see is what? Thunder take their first lead of the game with a minute and some, or whatever it was left, right? It was very, very little time left. Thunder had come back, all the way back.
Yeah.
Taking their first lead of the game that late.
Yeah.
And what you're thinking is, you know, it's not going to unravel like this, is it? And sure enough,
it had already unraveled
and it was cooked. Yes.
Now, you know, I don't want to like continue to put our private texts.
Are you reading our text messages? What's going on?
But, you know, there was an interesting sentiment that Parth had as a result of the collapse.
Oh, my God.
And you said, being a Memphis sports fan must be such a tough existence.
Yeah. It's fortunate for you. You don't have to be one.
You can watch it from the outside. I just find it ironic that you say that in a year where what's UNC's basketball class rank?
Man. Oh, we got to go there every time.
I'm just saying it must be a tough existence being a North Carolina Tar Heel right now. You got your 26-year-old girlfriend running football, and then you got Hubert Davis over here.
Struggling to put a transfer portal class together. Yeah,
his roster's worse than Memphis's, and he has probably triple the budget.
Yeah, it doesn't look great over there in Chapel Hill.
North Carolina Tar Heel.
It's not easy. it's not easy.
Yeah, it was quite the night last night. No question about it. But yes, that was a scar. That's now a scar that we will wear in the Memphis sports fans, you know, anatomy. That's a scar
among the many.
There are many, but it's a fresh one. All right, there was good news yesterday in the Memphis sports
scene. No doubt.
That was the commitment of
Doug McDaniel.
Where's my song? Where's my song, BC?
Teach me how to Dougie? What are we doing?
No, not here, apparently. We got to do what cheers John up. You talking about SGA and cornballs and all that stuff.
How old are you?
27.
This would have been after you, but...
What is this?
On Nickelodeon, Doug. Remember Doug?
Nah, I don't.
You didn't watch cartoons?
I did, but I think Doug's probably before my time. I watched SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents.
This is what everybody wants. You know,
but, I mean, this is Memphis, Tennessee, man.
But think bigger. Think differently. Right?
No, man.
Outside the box, yes,
but,
sir.
But Doug McDaniel, latest commitment for the University of Memphis, Penny's point guard. Ooh. Tell us about him.
Yeah. Obviously, it looks like Penny has grabbed his starting point guard, like you said. Started at Michigan, played two seasons there. This past season at Kansas State, was super productive while he was at Michigan, especially that sophomore season he had. I think he averaged, 16-something-odd points, shot over 35% from three. You know, still was a little bit turnover-prone, right? Had over two turnovers a game.
Yep.
But was a bucket-getter and could score at multiple levels, could facilitate. Last season, you kind of saw that production taper down a bit. You know, he got down to 11.4 points. The assist numbers stayed consistent, which I think is a very encouraging sign.
Absolutely.
4.9 assists last year. That's fifth in the Big 12. That's a very, very tough league, as you know.
Yep.
So even with the, you know, even with the 2-point-something turnovers, like if you're top five in facilitating in a league like the Big 12, that's a pretty good sign. So I think Memphis, if you're Memphis, you're hoping he can bring that playmaking with him and also maybe – you know, get back some of his old ways with scoring the basketball.
Jeff asked me this morning what I thought of the roster. I'm more curious about your opinion of it as Penny has put it together here. Mm-hmm. I think my take was that, you know, based on the time that you had to shift gears, and by shifting gears, I mean, okay, we're going to lose PJ. We've got to go out and replace that void as well. I said, looks like they're doing pretty good. What would you say in terms of how this thing's starting to come together, and knowing that at one point, you know, you had this much reserve, that part of it, that is part of the discussion, obviously. So they get in the race a little later, you know?
No, for sure. And I think that, you know, whether folks with the program or Penny or whoever will admit it or not, that's got to hurt them, right?
Like 100%.
PJ entering the portal, you know, later in the game than people would have hoped, you know, in terms of making that decision. Like, he didn't enter till last Thursday.
Right.
But after last Thursday, you know, you saw kind of the dominoes start falling very quickly. They had gotten Zachary Davis, I think, earlier that day. Next day, you get Sincere Parker. And then, obviously, this week, you got Aaron Bradshaw, you know, former McDonald's All-American, five-star recruit, and Doug McDaniel. So the pieces are falling in place quickly. They've got, you know, if you're counting Dane Danger and you're holding that scholarship open for Dane Danger, you've got two of your 13 left. Obviously, once that house settlement passes, which is expected to pass, I guess, you know, whenever.
Yeah.
That number is going to go to 15. You can hold up to 15 scholarship players on a roster. But as of right now, we've got, you know, 13 spots, and Memphis has filled, you know, 10 of them, 11, once again, if you're counting Dane Danger. So this roster is almost complete, whereas, what, a week or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about, hey, who's on this team, right? We didn't even know who's on the team.
In your opinion, are they putting too much hope into getting Dane back in this, only in the sense part of this? You've gotten one big, feels like you need a couple of more. You've got to bring at least one in with the two that you've got left right now. We'll see what happens to house settlement. You got more, but are they counting too much on Dane based on what we think of his case?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're counting on Dane, but they're also counting on playing this positionless basketball, right, that Penny likes to play. Playing guys like Zachary Davis, who's, you know, he told me he's grown up to 6'9 now.
6'9.
He was 6'7 last season, but he says he's measured at 6'9 now, is what he told me when I spoke to him recently. So
he could play the four, John, if Ashton can't.
So they're counting on guys like Zachary Davis and Ashton Hardaway, who's also 6'9. Those type of normally wing-oriented players to play that four position and stretch the floor there. But I think you're right. Like, you know, you saw it last year, like where you needed more size.
Need another body in there. That's where I thought losing Tyreek, although, you know, you're only going to pay a certain price, but
yeah,
you could have used that other body.
At this point, if Dane doesn't come back, you've got Aaron Bradshaw. That's really it as far as a traditional, big man. That's it.
Yeah.
So
not enough.
Yeah, man, it's tough, dude. I mean, if you don't get the waiver from Dane, it's going to be an uphill battle, at least in terms of non-conference.
But are you with where it sounds like Parth is and I am that based on the time that you had to get in the game, it's a pretty solid job based on, how long you had to wait on PJ.
No, I could definitely like see the vision, Doug McDaniel's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
You know, you're sort of pricing in a jump for Zach Davis coming from the SEC to the
numbers
AAC.
Numbers go up in the AAC.
Same, but again, with like Ahmad, it's like, they need him, dude. Like, this isn't like, we're going to take a shot on a guy, and if he
doesn't pan out, it's fine. No.
No, like, you need him to be really freaking good, you know? And I don't know enough about the situation to know whether or not that's a good bet or not. It doesn't look like it's a good bet. The physical tools seem like they're there, but I don't know where he's at psychologically.
Which one? Aaron Bradshaw or
Aaron
Zach
Bradshaw.
Davis?
Why is he falling off that you can tell?
I think Zach Davis is locked in. We had him on the show. Like, he's
Zach Davis
is
going to be good in the AAC.
I think that's
and useful. And he's telling me he's 6'9". He can play some 4 if Ashton can.
Yeah, Zach Davis, but obviously coach's son. Sounds like he has a good head on
his shoulders. What happened to Bradshaw? Kind of dived into this new guy the Tigers got at center.
I feel like, obviously a lot's happened to Bradshaw in terms of, he came out. I think he was the fourth overall prospect in that 23 class.
Yeah.
By 24/7 Sports and other outlets, was a McDonald's All-American, Jordan Brand Classic guy. But he gets to Kentucky, then I think he fractured or broke his foot. One of those things.
Well,
happened. That's
important right there. I don't think we had that in the discussion yesterday.
Got
set you back.
Yeah, his college career starts a month later than expected. Mm-hmm. He never kind of finds that rhythm. That season, if you recall, was kind of turbulent, right? Like, that was Cal's last season at Kentucky.
Really
they lost to Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So that season was up and down to begin with. That didn't help. The late start didn't help. Then he goes to Ohio State trying to get a fresh start, and he has a domestic incident that occurs. The details of that never kind of came to light. Charges were dropped, so he is cleared, right, in terms of legally and all that. But Ohio State sidelined him for an extended amount of time for that, so he missed time again. That's got to affect a guy's mental, whether that's
some context, absolutely, that's,
whether he was, guilty, not guilty, whatever, but that's still a factor there in terms of the physical setback, the off-the-court setback, and then you're trying to get into the fold again.
I hear you.
And he has an illness, right? And then he has an illness in December and misses some games. So it's been one thing after another that's just kind of stopped him from consistently being out there to begin with. Forget production, just being out there.
It could still be there based on what you're telling me. I don't think before I knew all this about him, I don't think I necessarily believed that. That's still maybe something to pull out of a guy, especially in the AAC, that – with all that talent at one point?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. We talked about this before I got on air here. The three of us, those are the key words, right? Especially in the AAC.
Right.
This roster, especially in the AAC, is, I think, going to be predicted to win the league, but that's not the goal, right? At Memphis, the goal's to win the league's kind of the minimum. Like, you got to win this league. The league kind of sucks. The goal is to get over that hump and get to that second weekend. Will this roster do that, and will this roster be competitive enough in what's supposed to be another rigorous non-conference slate to get you the seed that you would like to get that ultimate goal, which is to get to a Sweet 16 or further? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put that on him. I can't put that on him now, just knowing the budgetary restrictions. Like, I can't – when you have Kentucky out here with 10, 12, 15. I mean,
that's what I hadn't discussed with Parth, but what's changed is that you're trying to be Sweet 16 team, nationally competitive on a budget that now
champagne
no longer
taste,
matches up.
Beer budget.
Exactly.
And that's what's changed from last offseason just to now that quickly.
How do you
keep the same expectations?
How do you absorb that? Right? I mean, it's like literally it'd be like if the American economy basically experienced 100% inflation year over year. I mean, it would collapse the economy.
For sure.
And that's what Memphis basketball is experiencing right now.
I think you absorb it the way Memphis is absorbing it, which is to take flyers on guys like Aaron Bradshaw, which you're probably getting for, let's be real, a discount, right, compared to what you would have paid for a guy like that 2 years ago when he was highly touted and a McDonald's All-American
guy.
Take a flyer on Zachary Davis. Sincere Parker, you bring him up. Doug McDaniel, who had a bad year. Okay, that maybe drops his value, right? Like, he was a really talented guy, but he didn't perform up to par at Kansas State.
Yep.
Okay, now he's, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'm making numbers up here, but maybe a few a few hundred thousand dollars cheaper than he would have been had he had that same production he had two seasons ago. So you're taking guys like that. You're bringing home a Julius Thedford. You're bringing Quante Berry back to his home state.
Family home with
bringing
Ashton.
Bringing your son home, Ashton Hardaway. So you're doing it in a way where you're kind of buying low and hoping to get max
good
production.
Good quality
right?
out of it, John. The Aldi way, John, as you know.
Yeah. I mean, Aldi, you can feed your family on Aldi.
It's good quality in there.
But, you know, you're not going to have a banquet. You're not going to have a feast.
That's
the
problem. Like, surviving and just winning a conference has never been, as you well know, that program's expectations. And that's the crossroads they're
at. It's completely true, man. So,
but it's not over yet. They've got, like I said, we've got two spots to fill on this roster. The Tigers do. Let's see what happens. I know they're targeting wings, but they need another big.
Another big?
Another big.
You got to get another big.
I think.
Good call.
So. You have to get another big, bro. It's just not even
negotiable.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what has to happen. That is absolutely what has to happen. So, you know, we'll see what it looks like. But AAC favorite, I'm fine with that.
Maybe he'll get it together soon so you can get yourself a little vacation in. He'll get the last two. And
yeah.
That'd be nice.
Get your little vacay in.
He's part of the podcast. I got to have all of that at DailyMemphian.com. Join us every Friday.
Appreciate y'all. Yes,
appreciate it, man. We'll come back, wrap this thing up on a Friday. Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, I just want to family. Yes. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings. You get more choices. If you can dream it, Robert Irwin Jewelers can make it. You know, Abdul Carter got drafted by the Giants yesterday. He said, I dreamed about this when I was 12 years old. So if you've had a dream like that about a ring, Robert Irwin can bring it to life. You get peace of mind with that meant-to-be guarantee. 365-day, no-questions-asked return policy. Robert Irwin Jewelers has five locations. Perks extended East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center, South Lake Center, South Haven, two locations in Little Rock. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. All right, we're back. Yeah, tough one, man. Tough one last night, no question about it. 114 to 108 was your final. I don't think there's a lot of wisdom other than, you know, you're getting answers to pressing questions. And all the Grizzlies are going to have to – I mean, this is bigger than – I mean, this is an organizational crisis, right? I mean, this is something you know, you're going to have to make decisions about management. You're going to have to make decisions about coaching. You're going to have to make decisions about big-time money guys on your team, you know, and that's the first time that they've really been put in this situation in a long time. So I think the Grizzlies are going to have to figure out, you know, just how much they want to strip this thing down, you know. I do think if you just want to chalk it up to, oh, we ran into a, you know, a juggernaut, the second highest rated net team in the history of the NBA, you know, that would be a mistake. You know, there are existential fundamental flaws with this group that need to be addressed, or at the very least attempted to be addressed. And you know, again, that's going to take some involvement that we really haven't seen from Robert Pera in a long time. He's kind of entrusted Zach Kleiman with the day-to-day operations, you know, in the front office group, and it may be above them at this point. It may be beyond them. You know, and, you know, they're 14.5, 14-point underdogs tomorrow against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And my hopes are obviously extremely low without Ja Morant. But I think you have your answer on some guys, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a reminder that, again, we go back to it. The NBA does not wait on you, dude. They don't wait. Everybody thought the Grizzlies were a final team.
Yep.
A finals team 2 years ago. They thought this team was going to be, you know, a factor in the West, a top 2-3 team in the West for years to come. And they haven't been that at all. You know, some of that was because of Ja Morant's off-the-court decision. Some of it was because of injury. Some of it was because of this, that, the other. You know, some unfortunate trades a couple of years back in the draft. You know, you end up having to, you know, you get Kennedy Chandler, David Roddy. Those guys don't end up equating to anything. You know, the Marcus Smart. I mean, it's all a bunch of different events that are connected in some way. But you never took the next step as an organization and as a franchise. And it feels like, based on when you look around the West, you know, Denver's going to do some things. Houston's not going anywhere. OKC is not going anywhere.
Denver's going to get a new front office.
Yeah. Portland's going to be in the mix here soon. You know, Minnesota's not going anywhere. So you really can't stand pat. You really have to do some things. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but I do think it could be pretty drastic, and it probably should be drastic at this point based on where the franchise is. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Parth Upadhyay for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sain as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.